following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Today in San Diego is brought to you by Cox, bringing us closer.
Good morning. It's Monday, December 5th, 2022. I'm Nicole Gomez. Have California oil companies been price gouging us? Yeah, sure feels like it, right? Well, that's the question before an oil price special session happening today up in Sacramento. Governor Newsom wants to accomplish three things. First, impose a penalty on oil companies for price gouging and return that money to Californians. Second, give additional powers to state agencies to review and monitor pricing and profiting. Third, greater regulatory oversight in order to address avoidable gasoline shortages. Meantime, gas prices have gone down here in San Diego for the 23rd straight day. However, they are still higher than where we were a year ago. Well, more reinforcements could be on the way to help fight San Diego's fentanyl crisis and immigration issues. Mayor Todd Gloria headed to Washington, D.C. this week to meet with the Office of the National Drug Control Policy, Homeland Security, and congressional leaders as well. The visit is likely a part of a plan NBC7 first told you about a couple weeks back when Mayor Gloria signed an executive order to combat the fentanyl crisis here in San Diego. He says that it's responsible for more than 800 overdose deaths last year. The executive order states that the city plans to lobby for tougher sentencing laws at both the state and federal level, as well as funding for enforcement, treatment, and education. Well, with a growing fentanyl crisis in San Diego County, NBC7 wanted to dig deeper to understand how and why this emergency has unfolded. Catherine Garcia put together a documentary called Poison Pill. It's now available to watch on NBC7.com, as well as access to tons of information and extra resources and content as well. Well, in case you missed it, the U.S. hopes to capture the World Cup. We'll have to wait at least another 4 years. Yeah, the men's national team came up short against the Netherlands on Saturday, losing 3-1 in the knockout round of 16. Good news, however, the World Cup will be in North America next time. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada are all hosting the next tournament. That's the first time in history three countries have hosted, so pretty cool. However, under FIFA, you know, it means that all of those teams should qualify, but it isn't official yet. The bad news, though, San Diego and Tijuana are not host cities in 2026. The closest venue will be up to our north in L.A. at SoFi Stadium. Well, we now know what teams will be playing at Petco Park for this year's Holiday Bowl. Oregon Ducks will face off against the North Carolina Tar Heels. This will be the first Holiday Bowl since 2019. It was scrapped in 2020 because of the pandemic. And then last year, you might remember this, the game was canceled just hours before kickoff because of COVID-19 protocols within the UCLA program. Last year, the Padres announced a partnership allowing the Holiday Bowl to be played at Petco. It used to be played at SDCCU Stadium since 1978. Okay, a big thank you to all of those who came out and supported our Toys for Tots drive on Friday. We collected over $65,000 in cash donations and over 1,100 toys. You can still donate. It's not too late. Any unwrapped toys to UPS store drop-off locations throughout the county through Friday, December 10th. And you can find all of those locations on our website. Want to get a check of your First Alert forecast for today and the rest of the week? Good morning, Brooke.
Hey there, and happy Monday. I am tracking some rain in the forecast as we kick off another work week. For your Monday morning, though, some isolated showers off the coastline. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies, though, as we head into your Monday morning, even your afternoon. And if you're wanting some of that rain, don't worry. We have more chances in the forecast as we look ahead to the rest of the week. Temperature-wise, though, if you're going to be out along the coastline today, we're looking at those daytime highs to be right around those low 60s and really not much warmer as you go into the inland valleys. We have a mix of upper 50s to about the mid-60s there 40s today for the mountain communities, really cooling down, upper 60s for the deserts. And I mentioned those rain chances. We actually could get some more rain tonight that could continue into your Tuesday and then maybe even into your Wednesday, especially for those mountain communities in that region. Could maybe even get a little dusting of some snowfall. I'll send it back over.
Well, if you want to get in the festive spirit and check out some holiday lights, we have a whole comprehensive list up on NBC7.com, a guide to where you can see displays all over the county. And since it's Monday and the start of the week, maybe you can go during the weekdays, always less crowded than on the weekends. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.
It's a new year and time for a new home network that can keep up. With Cox Internet, you have the speed and coverage your family needs to stay connected. You'll enjoy Cox's fiber-based hybrid network with options for fast upload and download speeds. Have a lot of connected devices? Panoramic Wi-Fi with additional control features may be the perfect fit. Plus, with advanced security, each connected device is securely protected. A whole world of connectivity is yours with Cox Internet. Learn more at cox.com.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.